listening to Viral Podcasting, the place to go to learn how to generate a six-figure income or more from your podcast. To get the latest tips and information, go to viralpodcasting.com.
Welcome back to Viral Podcasting. This is micro training number two. In the first training, we talked about naming your podcast and hopefully naming your URL and the thought required to come up with a great name that will help propel your podcast and your website into the viral stratosphere. But equally important is who is going to be listening to your podcast? Who's going to be going to your website? Some people out there call this your avatar. I like to call it your archetype or your market. And this is crucial. You need to think about to the person who will be listening, who you want to listen to your podcast, your intended target audience. I can't put enough emphasis on this. When I started out, I was thinking libertarians, Americans, people who are interested in precious metals investing. And you have to be in a position to be flexible on this, because after you start podcasting, you might find out that your archetype listener, your intended market, turns out to be different than you think. And you have to classify this intended audience by age, by geographic area, American, worldwide. And the beauty of podcasting is that once you put your work up there and you start promoting it, you might very well get a worldwide audience. That's what happened to me. I thought my audience would be 100% American. As it turned out, I was very wrong. It was only two-thirds American, 15% Canadian, and then 3.5% UK, 3.5% Australian, and then scattered out throughout the rest of the world, mostly Western Europe, some Asians, but literally throughout the world. So these are things that you need to take into consideration: geographic income level. Are you going towards millennials, or are you going towards billionaires who own private jets? This ties into your subject matter. And in my case, I thought, well, a lot of my listeners would be very much like me. And to some extent, this is true, but to some extent, it's not. So you need to keep an open mind about your intended market, your intended audience, your archetype, as I like to call it, because you don't really know until you start who it's going to be. This ties into your analytics. You need to look at the numbers. You need to look at the maps, the geographic maps that your podcast server provider gives to you, as well as Google. Make sure that you enable Google Analytics on your website so that you can thereby look and see who's listening. Some podcast servers will break down by sex. Okay, very important. If you're talking about cooking, you're going to get more of a female audience. If you're talking about construction, it's probably going to be more male. But remember that traditional jobs, traditional roles really have broken down over time. You'll get many more females talking about construction or home renovation than you might have 20 years ago, say. So as far as aiming at specific gender types, probably not what it would have been back in the 80s or the 70s. So genders, I would say pay attention to, but not as much as you would have. Childcare, yeah, probably going to be more female than male, obviously, because in spite of gender role erosion over time, the majority of caregivers in the home are still females. And then if you're going towards auto racing or fixing up classic cars, that will be primarily male. But never ever restrict your format just to traditional gender types, because they have changed so much over time. It's important that you keep an open mind with these gender roles. And then demographics, demographics really important. Income levels, racial demographics. If you're doing hip hop, if you're doing rap music, yeah, you'll probably get more of an African-American audience, but there's a substantial Caucasian component to those markets as well. All I'm saying is do research, Google these topics, see who's listening, see who's contributing, see who the current podcasters are, get an idea of this market, because it will help you dramatically. You need to know who your listener is going to be. And look, you don't want to pander to your audience, because then you're going to be inauthentic. And in the next training, we're going to talk about authenticity, because it's so very, very important. You know, be yourself, but understand that your listener demographic, your listener audience has got certain needs. And if you don't fulfill them, they're not necessarily going to connect with you. So all of these things are very important. Keep them in mind, write them down, try to make a profile of your listener audience. Really important. It will help you dramatically in the long run, and it will help your podcast go viral. So that's it for number two. Stay tuned for number three and keep reading the book, Viral Podcasting.
This has been another episode of Viral Podcasting. Be sure to visit us at viralpodcasting.com.